Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in our studios, Dr. Ojish Raval of the Cass County Memorial Hospital and Health System, family practice physician in with us this morning. Doctor, thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Appreciate it a lot. Vaccinations have been talked about a lot over
Huge.
The last several weeks.
All over the news.
And it should be. It is a big issue that a lot of folks are discussing. Let's talk a little bit about vaccinations today. Let's start with the basics. What is a vaccine? What's a vaccination?
Well, it's simply a dumbed-down version of any organism that we don't want to have an illness from. For example, measles. That's the big one in the news, so we'll discuss that one. When you have a measles vaccine, what happens is that your body takes a look at the outside of the measles and it takes a look at the organism itself and says, okay, what is this? How does it look? It analyzes and kind of puts it in a memory and creates a lot of extra cells that, you know, will recognize measles if it comes in your body and immediately kill it. The other side of it is if you're not vaccinated for it, you end up trying to fight a measles full out, you know, organism where your body has never seen it before. It doesn't know how to fight it. So with a vaccine, which is a dumbed down version of that organism, your body can recognize it, look at it, and be prepared to fight it if it actually comes in with the real organism at any point.
Like a football team going into a game without a game plan.
Right. You wouldn't go out there without, you know, an offensive game plan without to go play another team. So the same thing in the body.
You bet. Without designed plays, you're in a world of hurt in a football game. And it's kind of the same way with vaccinations sometimes. Are there different types of immunity then our body will build up?
Sure. I mean, the two big types of immunity are individual immunity, which is what you're immune from getting, what mm-hmm. your body is ready to just take care of if you get exposed to it. And the other types of immunity are herd immunity. And that's like, we talk about herd immunity such as that our society, you know, is a big herd. We have groups of people that go different places. The easiest one to look at is school. You know, every day an individual group of kids goes to school and they're there. Now, with individual immunity, it just talks about how, you know, when you get vaccinated, you have immunity against various, you know, exposing organisms. But in society, there are certain people that simply just can't get immunized for either immunocompromised people or if they have certain allergies against, you know, the components of the vaccine. They depend on everybody else having immunity so that they don't get sick. It's just like, you know, if your child has, like, cold, cough, maybe you'll take them out of school for a day so that they don't get everybody else sick. And that's, you know, similar setup as herd immunity is.
In a civilized society, we should always be concerned about others.
Right.
Things cycle back around anyway.
Absolutely.
So by protecting others, oftentimes we're protecting ourselves as well. Well, I know there are certain state requirements, there are government requirements when it comes to different types of vaccinations, the MMR, things like that, that folks look toward when they have a newborn. What are the requirements right now?
Well, there's a huge vaccination schedule that goes from the second somebody's born. Usually we start with hepatitis B. You get that almost immediately. And it goes all the way. You get 2-month, 4-month, 6-month vaccines. And then, you know, all the way through middle school and high school and off to college. Whenever your exposure risk is highest for a particular organism set is when we start vaccinating for that organism.
Mm-hmm.
So usually in, you know, most public schools as well as universities, they require certain sets of vaccines depending on what your age is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about exemptions because we hear about that. Are there certain exemptions that people can get and are they always real? Some people have fears about reactions and what have you. Are there real things that can happen?
Well, the exemption thing has come into play, obviously, quite a bit in a society recently when people are saying that, hey, I don't want to vaccinate my children for various reasons. And the three biggest ones that come up are, one, medical exemptions. Let's say that they have an allergy to a particular component within the vaccine itself, and they simply just can't have it. Otherwise, they'll have bad reactions to it. The next thing, the other two that come into play are religious exemptions and philosophical exemptions. Religious, obviously, for whose religious beliefs prevent you from getting immunizations. And the other one is philosophical, where they say, hey, I simply don't have a moral obligation to get vaccines and I don't want to. So those are the three exemptions that exist in society that, you know, are a big hot topic with politicians, especially, you know, nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know some people are concerned about injecting things that are, well, I guess, technically bad for us into a child's body and things. There are fears about doing harm, doing damage. Are those fears real or are they imagined?
In theory, they're real. You know, you can say, yes, you are injecting a attenuated vaccine, which means just a dumbed-down version of an organism or a dead version of an organism. But the reality of it is that when you do these things, you're not getting sick from the organism itself. You're simply preventing yourself from getting sick from the real one when it comes into, you know, if it comes into contact with you. A lot of these illnesses that were existing in the 1800s are slowly coming back because people are saying, well, I don't want to be immunized against these things. And so, you know, they're kind of being resurged into society a little bit. And that's where all this kind of debate between getting vaccines and what it causes. I know another big thing that comes up with the circles as soon as you start talking about immunization and vaccines is whether or not autism has a role. And, you know, there was one researcher that came out and said, hey, vaccines can cause autism. And since then, he's been kind of debunked and told that, no, this is completely wrong. Many scientific studies have gone back and said no. And I think it was found that his studies were even partially falsified, but it definitely does not cause autism and things like that.
Is there kind of a danger in medicine a little bit these days with regard to the fact that people tend to be lazy with their research these days? The internet has made life too easy for us, quite frankly. Everybody thinks you can just Google something and find out, and whatever's on the internet is right, right? It's always true. But you get celebrities, you know, the pop culture that we live in now, that if somebody was in a movie a couple of times and they say something, we're supposed to believe that that's a prevailing opinion that we should follow, instead of actually trusting what scientists and doctors are trying to prove and disprove all the time.
Yeah, and, you know, science is tough. It's always changing and being altered. More research comes in, we give new kind of rules and guidelines that we follow. Now, one of the most complex things I've ever learned about is allergy and immunology. This stuff is crazy hard. Now, the research behind it comes slow because it is very, very difficult, and, you know, it's really hard to say, okay, let's see if the vaccine works. You know, do you want to be exposed to this really bad illness? Nobody's going to do that. So, oftentimes you see celebrities or somebody in the pop culture world come out and say, yeah, I'm not going to do this because of some certain belief, and then all of a sudden you'll have a whole following of people that decide to do the same thing because somebody in the pop culture community did so. You know, science tries its best to keep people from, you know, hurting themselves or causing consequences, but yeah, it is a very real thing that you see is that, oh, such and such celebrity said that, hey, I shouldn't do this. Well, they're making some of those decisions based on maybe unfounded beliefs, in our opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's tough to fight those things because they have a good-sized voice behind them.
Do you give advice to folks at the medical facility? If they have a newborn, is there advice that's given to them or a list of vaccinations they should consider?
Yeah, absolutely. You have a whole vaccination schedule that can be laid out for you starting at, you know, as I said, when you're a newborn. And it goes at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and onward. You just get a set of vaccines. If at any point you don't want any of those, we have quite a discussion to say, okay, this is how vaccines work, and if you still don't want to, we can work with you. We'll try, you know, do our best, but we try every opportunity we can to get vaccines in because, you know, we describe them kind of like seatbelts. You are just protected against a lot of organisms. You know, you don't get in a car accident every day, but in case you do, you're protected against quite a bit of injury from simply wearing your seatbelt. And that's kind of how I think vaccines are, because you'll never know what a vaccine's doing. You'll never know that, hey, I got exposed to some illness and nothing happened to me because I was vaccinated. You just say, well, I don't feel any different, or yeah, my shoulder hurts after I got the vaccine, but you know, you don't know how many times you've been exposed to pertussis or how many times you have been exposed to measles, because those people that are vaccinated, oftentimes the body took care of it before you even knew you had an infection.
Absolutely. Well, and that's the what we have to give to society. You talked about that up front, the herd immunity mentality, too, that when people send their children to school, one of the basic assumptions that they have is that my child will be safe today, that you're going to take good care of them, they'll be safe. And part of that is that all the other children around are vaccinated. Well, there's less likely to come home with something that you thought was not even a possibility anyway, like folks in California are finding with measles now.
Absolutely.
And does it take a long time if we're dealing with vaccination issues? Like if, say, for example, a measles outbreak, it doesn't take like a generation to get rid of it again now, does it?
No, but the issue with measles is it's very easily communicable between people. It's very good at getting into your system and setting up shop. If you're immunized, you won't usually have an issue with it, but if you're not, it does happen. But usually you don't miss entire generations of activity because, you know, a few people have not been immunized. Granted, you have a higher prevalence of some of these illnesses, like measles, as you've seen, because a whole group of people, part of a herd, is not immunized against it.
Well, these are important questions, and they are important issues to discuss and to consider. And if folks have any other questions at all about immunizations in general, the vaccinations, can they just contact their local health facility?
Absolutely. We can always check to see how immunized you are against various things. Mm-hmm. And that is never an issue for us to do. They're called vaccine titers. You know, most people may have heard of those, to see how immunized you are against things. And if you want to have further discussions or you know, make sure your immunizations are completely up to date, we can absolutely take care of you.
Of course, in some cases, the immunizations are just one time only. In other cases, there are boosters required, too, so you want to make sure you hit all the schedules.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, Doctor, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. It is an important topic. Vaccinations affect every single one of us in one way or another. So
they do, and thanks for having me here.
Appreciate it.